Tonight is the night that we bring the season of Advent in for a landing. And in the Christian calendar, the season of Advent and the Christian New Year began on Sunday, November 29th. So some of us have used this Advent season for waiting, for watching, for anticipating, and preparing for Christ to be born anew in us and amongst us. And this is the yearly joy and challenge of Advent, not to be swept away by the waves of urgency, the busyness, the anxiety, and to attempt to be intentional, to set time aside to watch, to pray, to be still, to look, to see what God might be doing in our lives or in the midst of our communities. So we've had 26 days to prepare. And then we'll move into the 12 days of Christmas. So I ask you tonight, what do you and I have to show for it? And when I say, what do you and I have to show for it, I'm not trying to coerce you or guilt you into anything, but I'm wanting us to pause in this sanctuary tonight, in this place set aside as sacred space, for just 1 or 2 minutes to ask ourselves, what's the state of my heart, my mind, my body, my soul as I come into Christmas Day 2009? Are you anxious? Are you joyful? Are you satisfied? Are you distracted? Are you at peace? Are you overwhelmed? Are you settled? Are you at your wit's end? Are you well? I want to tell you that no matter how you're feeling tonight on Christmas Eve, and no matter how much or how little you paid attention to the season of Advent, it's not too late. Tonight, you can take a moment to breathe, to pause, and to let the living God meet you. And I want to simply prophetically declare a portion of scripture from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 52. And for those of you who read through the lectionary, the texts that take us through the Christian year, this is one of the texts for Christmas. Isaiah 52, where the prophet writes, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God." Some of the big words that pop out there are peace, joy, comfort, redemption, and salvation. And the good news tonight is that on Christmas Eve 2009, there is peace, there is joy, there's comfort, there's redemption, and salvation available to us. And we who have chosen to set time aside along with a billion other Christians on the planet today, we have yet another shot to shoot at letting God be real and born anew in us today. So when in a moment of silent prayer, I would urge you to let God speak to you, to let God love you tonight, just as he loved Joseph, just as he loved Mary and saw them through the anxieties and joys of that first childbirth. Let the creator of the universe take whatever you're willing to give him tonight and shower you with these themes from Isaiah 52. Peace, joy, comfort, redemption, and salvation. I want to offer you just one quiet moment to pray, to reflect, to respond to God. And then I'll close with a very short prayer. Thank you, listening God, for hearing our prayers. Many of us have much to be grateful for. You've blessed us in many ways, and we pause to recognize how great, how wide, and how deep is your love. We also want to pause and pray for those who struggle at Christmas. We pray and name before you those who struggle, who feel trapped, those who wrestle with health problems, health failing or health in question. We pray tonight for those who live in fear. Gracious God, might by your Spirit speak hope and strength to feeble hands and hearts. We pray for those tonight who are in distress, who are homeless, who are anxious, who are overwhelmed. We pause and pray for those who are lonely, those who grieve, those who suffer, those who wait and sit in silence. Paul writes in Ephesians, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, for whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Amen." You're invited to join in on verse 3. There's not four verses in our hymnal to Silent Night, so verses 1 and 2, and then verse 3 you'll join in on, and we will light the candles, and the acolytes will help us light the candles from the center aisle and throughout the congregation.